It's time for News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.
Well, good morning and welcome to News for Seniors on this second Sunday in December. Yes, and Christmas is creeping upon us. We seniors have seen many Christmases, from our childhood when Christmas was magic, to the joy and wonder of our own children, and now our grandchildren, and even our great-grandchildren. Yes, we have seen many Christmases, and I know as we get older, there's a different meaning to Christmas. We must not forget his birthday, it really is, though. Well, today I have some good news for seniors. I've been asked to read the following to you. Washington County residents now have one simple phone number to remember to get information about health and human service programs in Washington County. United Way of Washington County recently received $53,333 grant from CareSource Foundation and assistance from the Ohio United Way to implement a countywide 211 information and referral calling system. 211 is a telephone number set aside by the Federal Communications Commission for information and referral for human services. It also helps the critically connected between people seeking to acquire assistance and the appropriate agencies to provide these services. Residents who call 211 will speak with a trained, professional, informed, and referral specialist who will discuss the resources available to meet the resident's need, such as rent, food, utilities, housing service, health services, and many more. Individuals who have prepaid mobile phones or mobile phones with a non-Washington County area code may dial 866-542-0394 for prompt assistance. Also, the 211 resource directory is available online at washingtoncountyuw.net. 211 connects more people to the services they need and will identify community areas for unmet needs. It also assists local and state government and nonprofit human service providers by providing information for informed decision-making and resource allocations. We are excited to bring this valuable public service to residents of our county and are grateful to the CareSource Foundation for providing the initial funding, said Gary Williams, board chair of United Way of Washington County. 211 can help reduce the number of non-emergency calls to 911 and allow local agencies to have an all-encompassing referral source. But best of all, it will be available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Mary Ann Bush, Executive Director of United Way of Washington County, credits local officials for assisting United Way in obtaining 211 status. We had terrific support from our city and county leaders, as well as the leadership of our board. 211 implementation team and community service agencies. Without the support of these dedicated and involved individuals, 211 wouldn't be a reality. Also, no United Way campaign funds have been used to fund 211. The 211 implement team and our board will seek other sources to fund 211 on an ongoing basis. 211 currently serves 10.5 million people in Ohio in 61 counties. Nearly 1.5 million calls were made to 211 in 2013, with over 60% of the calls for basic needs. United Way of Washington County was established in 1929 to raise funds to support the health and human service needs of area residents. The United Way has been an important source of funding for over 42 partner charities and agencies that provide programs and services to help local disadvantaged individuals. United Way volunteers work to direct your gift to where it is needed most in the community. For more information, you can contact Mary Ann Bush, who's the Executive Director of United Way of Washington County, at 740-373-3333, or United Way 45750@gmail.com. Well, that's the story of 211, and I'll be right back right after this message from my fine sponsor, Glenwood Retirement Community.
There's something special about Glenwood Retirement Community. From the beautifully landscaped campus to the social activities, you'll find relaxed, worry-free living designed with you in mind.
My social life here is great, a lot better than it was in my own home because I tended to sit there by myself. And here, you know, there's always somebody to talk to or go play cards with.
The best thing about Mom living at Glenwood is once in a while I get to come up here and eat, and the food is really good.
Connect with us at glenwoodretirement.org.
Have you heard of the grumpy cat? Tabatha Bunderson owns a cat that has a different look. Maybe you've seen her on TV. She really has a grumpy look. She had normal parents, a calico mom, and a gray and white striped dad. But Tartar Sauce, now that's the grumpy cat's name, has a pushed-in face, an underbite, and short hind legs due to feline dwarfism. Tabatha's brother put a picture on the internet, and the picture went viral, and a star was born. She was called Grumpy Cat, and her face showed up on t-shirts, mugs, and stuffed toys. The official Grumpy Cat book was a New York Times bestseller. There's even Grumpy Iced Coffee Drink. Huh. No, she's a millionaire. Kitty. I'm so blessed to be a celebrity cat owner, said Tabatha with a laugh. We were making ends meet, but we were struggling just like everybody else. It's all just snowballed. I ended up quitting my job at Red Lobster because I kept having to take time off for appearances. Well, Tartar Sauce is about to become a TV star. She starred in the new Lifetime movie, Grumpy Cat's Worst Christmas Ever, and it premiered last Sunday night. She plays a lonely cat living in a mall pet shop until an awkward 12-year-old girl befriends her and rescues her. It's an emotional, sweet movie, Bunderson says. I'm a mother of a child with social problems. Kids pick on my 12-year-old daughter for being the owner of Grumpy Cat, so I understand where the girl in the movie is coming from. Well, how is Tartar Sauce handling fame? Well, she's sleeping in a soda box right now, Bunderson said laughingly. She's anything but grumpy. But she's a little docile, actually, and people tell me she's so much more adorable in real life. She has a brother, Pokey. Now, he's the grumpy one. Well, that's the story of the grumpy cat, and it's time to go. My fine sponsor is the Glenwood Retirement Community, where they have many activities for seniors. Also a great place to live. My charity who will receive my salary this month is Habitat for Humanity. They do so much to help people obtain a home. Just a reminder, this program can be heard on my podcast. Just go to WMOA1490.com. Click on Podcast and Senior News and you've got it. Remember to say a prayer for our country and the world. This is Sally Healy saying, life is a gift. Make the most of it. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to News for Seniors with Sally Healy, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.